Hi, this is John Johnson. I'm just posting this audio boo, which will then hopefully get picked up by EduTalk. I'd like to do a wee bit about a project I've been involved with for a number of years now, Scott EduBlogs. Scott EduBlogs is an aggregator for Scottish educational blogs. Anybody with a Scottish educational blog can add their blog to it, and their posts will then be sort of aggregated onto Scott's EduBlogs front page. It started off a few years ago, the sort of start of Scott EduBlogging, when people in Scotland were starting to blog and follow and read each other's blogs. And I think it was Ewan McIntosh started a wiki where people could add educational blogs to a page for their local authority. As the numbers grew, it became more and more difficult to keep up with all these blogs. And after some discussion, Robert Jones, helped by Pete Liddell, using Ruby with Rails, I think, knocked up Scott EduBlogs, which is a web system that, I say, aggregates different Scott educational blogs. Anybody can add their blog and tag it. You can go to scotteduBlogs.org.uk and read the stream as new posts get posted. They go there. There's an RSS feed that you can subscribe to. One of the features that we were really excited about at the start of Scott EduBlogs was the way that you could take an RSS feed that would just provide blogs tagged with a certain tag. So for instance, you could read all the primary tagged blogs, or the pupil tagged blogs, or the physics tagged blogs in an RSS feed. Scott EduBlogs has been sponsored for the last few years because for the cost of server and hosting by the SQA and LTS. And one of the features that we talked about, and certainly Joe Wilson of the SQA was very keen on, was that we had a professional stream that would just consist of educational professionals posts. This would be more useful for CPD as opposed to seeing what's going on in their classrooms. And last weekend, Robert added a page to Scott EduBlogs. If you now go to scotteduBlogs.org.uk/pro, you will see just professional blogs. We're hoping this will be useful for people who are using blogging for CPD or to keep up with other educators. For myself, I quite like looking at the main page just to see what's going on in different classrooms around Scotland. I very often get ideas for various things from them. But I can understand how this professional stream would be useful to many. If you're a member of Scott EduBlogs, we've been through quite a lot of the blogs and tagged the professional ones with the tag professional. If you are currently in Scott EduBlogs and your blog is not appearing, you can go through to Scott EduBlogs, hit the blog tab, search for your blog and add the professional tag. Any Scottish educator or Scottish educational blogger can add their blog to Scott EduBlogs on the same page. And as I say, if you're a professional providing something that would be interesting to other educators, you could tag your blog professional so that it ends up on the professional page. We're hoping that a few more people, I notice there's quite a lot of new blogs appearing in Scotland and Scots education recently, and I'm hoping they'll add themselves to Scott EduBlogs, and if they're professional, tag themselves. If you're interested or have any comments or problems, you can contact myself or Robert if you have trouble with the site.